Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jimmy Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Next up, a conversation about dangerous vacations with Robert Young Pelton. His website is comebackalive.com. If you work or travel in high-risk areas, you can go there to keep abreast of the latest information and safety tips. Mr. Pelton is an author and documentary filmmaker known for his entry into most of the world's conflicts over the last 15 years, and he regularly publishes a guide to the world's most dangerous places with practical and survival information for folks headed to high-risk zones. Mr. Pelton joins me today from Canada. Robert, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
Now, Robert, this isn't just your typical August vacation segment. As you know, our conversation was inspired by the news earlier this month of those American hikers who were traveling in Iraq but found themselves across the border in Iran. The three hikers, Joshua Fatal, Shane Bauer, and Sarah Shord, were detained by the Iranian authorities on July 31st. And I guess I want to begin by asking you what your reaction was to the news of their detention. You spent time with the CIA during the hunt for bin Laden and with both insurgents and Blackwater security contractors during the war in Iraq. So what was your reaction when you heard about these kids arrested in Iran?
Well, you know, my first reaction was actually linked to the two young gals that were also grabbed in North Korea. This is this new genre of quasi-journalists. The folks in Iraq, or actually Kurdistan to be more specific, are not just tourists, but they're also people who work on and off as writers and photographers, and they have websites that you can go see. So they had a sense of confidence about these regions. They spoke Arabic, and they were coming out of Damascus. But they ran smack into a geopolitical tension. So when they came to the border, from experience, a spy looks an awful lot like a tourist. You know, you have a camera, a video camera. They can Google you very quickly and find out that you've worked in other countries. And they get suspicious. So this is the problem with being both a tourist and a quasi-journalist.
Well, were these kids confident or were they overconfident?
Trusting, I think, is a better word. You know, we all trust that there's legal systems in place and there's demarcation or some kind of sign that says, this is a war zone, this is not a war zone. But the reality is that you can be blown up, attacked, kidnapped, detained anywhere. I mean, who ever thought that Lower Manhattan or the subways of London would become war zones?
Just this past Friday, Secretary of State Clinton called for the release of these three hikers and, as you point out, bloggers, photographers, journalists of a sort. How likely do you think that is? We did, of course, see the two young women in North Korea recently released, but that was after some great degree of negotiation.
Right. Well, the two gals in North Korea were lucky that they worked for Al Gore, and Al Gore has a buddy of Bill Clinton, so that got them directly into the State Department's sites.
Yes, they work for current. Just to be clear, Current TV, which is an online journalism organization founded by Al Gore, and indeed, as you point out, Bill Clinton was able to help secure their release.
Right, and the good news is that when you grab civilians, they're really not worth that much. You know, when you grab a U.S. soldier, you can swap him for a prisoner, or if you grab a spy, you can swap one of your own spies. But the Iranians basically have three very well-intentioned, low-profile American citizens. They aren't really worth that much. So I think they're more embarrassed than anything because they aren't spies and there's no reason to detain them. And they may or may not have been over the border. But typically it's always a tit-for-tat game.
They say they were hiking.
Well, and they should be because they were in a resort. I mean, it wasn't like they were sneaking around. I mean, through the internet, you can find out who they are, who their backgrounds are, where they live, you know, what their parents do for a living. They weren't sort of with the embassy wandering around with night vision goggles. You know, they were just kids out hiking.
Yeah, and different from Li and Ling in that Li and Ling acknowledged making a documentary about North Korean refugees, so on a journalism mission, and so
right.
they acknowledged.
And they're a very sensitive topic. I mean, they made the mistake of, in their video camera, sort of bragging about how close they were getting to the border, and obviously the topic is not pleasant to North Korea. These folks were not doing anything other than enjoying some time off.
And with that in mind, we know that some people, and especially young people, love adventure. But why don't you say a few words about judgment? Because you can find adventure and still exercise good judgment. Right, Robert?
Well, you know, I have to say, I've been to 36 war zones, and I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'd like to think that I'm a pretty sage judge of danger and safety. But I once went on a hike in the Darien Gap, which is in Panama, bordering Colombia, and was kidnapped after a brutal firefight and marched at gunpoint for 10 days. And I was on vacation. I had actually come back from being with the rebels in Liberia and was on my way to the war in Iraq. There's no fundamental way to tell what is safe and what is dangerous. And these three folks, actually there's four of them, one stayed behind, did ask the locals, what should we do, where should we go? They were in a safe place. Kurdistan is not a dangerous place by any means. And they didn't do anything terribly risky. They were just hiking. So the fact that they were detained, I guess, is a good thing because they're not harmed. But a lot of kids these days like the idea of danger. I call it like the cheap cologne of the new millennium, because why would you just go to Paris and take pictures of museums when you can go to some dodgy place and meet up with rebels and hear explosions going off? So there is a certain cachet to being in dangerous places.
You must, help me out, you must have some words of advice for folks who are going to dangerous places, especially folks who have to go there for their work, folks who have to Afghanistan or Myanmar or Congo. I mean, there are people, and your website actually is for professionals as well as those who might travel for adventure. There's got to be some. You go to the U.S. State Department, of course, to learn what you need to learn. You go to your website to educate yourself. Any other words of wisdom?
Yeah, well, the basic thing is I read 1,000-page books. I mean, I'm not at loss for advice on how to stay alive.
You've made it this far.
Exactly. The basic idea is this. Before you choose a destination or an activity, stay out of the media and the tourism loop. You know, get on the Internet, start dealing with people who live in the area through the Internet, you know, by email, chat list, things like that. And then secondly, understand that there is no clear delineation between safe and dangerous. You are more likely to be in a car accident than to be kidnapped when you're on vacation. You're more likely to drown than you are to be robbed.
Good advice.
So, you know, restate the difference between fear and danger. They're two different things.
Robert Young Pelton, that is great advice. His website is comebackalive.com. Check it out. I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer.